Is anyone there? Hello?
There you go. I'm trying to unmute my thing here. Yeah, I'm here. Joe Dillon.
Okay, thanks. I
Sure.
wasn't sure.
Guess we're the
There
early
you go.
risers.
Yeah. I guess so.
Oh, good evening.
Hey, Ross, I didn't expect you to be on.
Well, I don't think we'll have a quorum if I'm not.
Yeah, I
I
didn't. Yeah, I was wondering about that too.
think Michael should be joining us and maybe Jim. I know David said he wouldn't be, so we should see.
Okay, good news.
Hello from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, hello. It's a lot warmer there, I'll bet, huh?
Yeah, I
Yes.
bet it is.
Mid-80s during the day, and it's like mid-70s at night. Really nice.
Nice. So you'll
So
be
I think
glad to know.
we have a quorum now, so this is good.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know today I finished my comprehensive training.
Cool. Oh, you were able to log in because I know you were having trouble.
No, I had to use the town hall computers. Yeah. Yep.
It's the system that UConn uses is very, very cumbersome.
Yeah.
I had originally, the only reason I got in easily was because I had signed up for classes years ago for inland wetlands, so I could just log in and go. But when I wanted to register for a class as a registrar through UConn, it took 2 weeks to get it resolved, working with
Yeah.
UConn's IT department because every course fits into like a different knowledge domain, and each one of those you need a different login for some ridiculous reason, instead of just being able to log into all of UConn online training and then choose the one you want. It's
Well,
all
I don't
synced.
think my phone would even support that comprehensive training that they had. I couldn't get to the menus or anything, so I just went to the town and did it there.
Okay. Sorry you had to go through all
Oh
that.
no, it was fine. It was kind of peaceful and quiet, so
I
it was good. Just took me longer than 8 hours, I'll tell you that.
to say, if you want more peace and quiet, you can come to the registrar's office when we're not there. It's really quiet. You'll be the only one there except for the finance folks across the hall.
Oh, okay. Probably warmer too.
That depends. It's really cold in the summer and it's too hot in the winter, so name your poison. So I think we'll get started at 7 o'clock, and I will call our meeting to order, and I am. Oh, hey, Jim.
Hey.
Hi,
And
Jim.
Hi.
Mike. Hello.
I usually work from two monitors. So let me call a meeting to order first, and I'll give you my sob story in Puerto Rico. But anyway, call the meeting to order, 7 o'clock. This is our regular Inland Wetlands Commission meeting of December 16th, 2025, our last meeting for the year. And we have present as members of the commission, myself, and I'll let you guys each introduce yourself. And I know Jim and Michael, if you would state your qualifications too when you introduce yourselves. So Ross Valley Chair.
Michael McDonald, co-chair. I'm a retired professional engineer, civil engineer, specializing in geotechnical hydraulic engineering.
Diane D'Annunzio, just on the team, but no professional affiliation.
I guess that leaves you, Jim.
Jim Lersch, retired civil engineer. I was in primarily into bridges and structures, but I have experience in excavating and that kind of thing too. So.
Right, thank you, sir. And then we have Alyssa Barroso, who is our wetlands agent, Mary, our board clerk, and it looks like we have Joe Dillon here who's going to be presenting. I just want to let you know, I'm only working from a small laptop screen, and usually at home, I am in my office and I have two large screens so I can have different stuff up on each screen. So if you guys have a question and I don't see you, just speak up, please, because I may have something up on the screen that's keeping me from seeing what you're talking about or raising your hand or whatever. So let me go get the agenda up. Yeah. So let's have the first thing we will do is approval of our agenda for tonight. Do I have a motion to approve our agenda as is or with modifications if there are any that are needed?
I move to approve.
And I'll second.
Okay, motion made by Michael, seconded by Diane. Do we have any further discussion? And hearing none, I'll ask for a vote to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. So the motion to approve the agenda is passed by all of our members present. So public comment. I don't see anybody either dialed in as a member of the public or on the screen. So then we will continue on to our next item, which is approval of our minutes from the previous meeting, and those would be in the regular package, not the supplemental. So I'll entertain a motion to approve and then we can discuss.
I move to approve.
Do I have a second?
A
Second.
second. Okay, Jim.
Second motion made by Michael, seconded by Jim. Discussion.
No comments from me.
I've had a chance to look through them and nothing jumped out at me either. Diane, do you have any questions or comments,
No.
observations?
No.
Okay. Then I will entertain a vote to approve the minutes as is. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries unanimously by all members present. So let us go back to our old business. which is construction of a soccer field at Herrick Park. And Joe, are you here for this one as well?
Yes.
Alyssa, anything you want to do to kick this off? I missed the original discussion on this.
No, so this is now the third meeting that we've gone to on this. So we've had one meeting where we received the application we had last month, and then this will be the third. Joe provided additional materials actually before last month's meeting, but there was a clerical error, so we didn't receive them that night. So we can look at those now.
Are they in the
Gotcha.
packet or is this something that you have to call up?
Nope, they're in the packet. But
Okay. And so they are
they
looking
were
quite
done before
large.
last month's meeting, but can you guys see like a mural right now, or can you see the plans? I'm on two
But
monitors.
we see the plan. It's the existing
Plan.
conditions plan.
Okay. So 36. Do you know what page it is, Joe? Because I mean, I can scroll through all these, but I don't remember the page.
As we go through, we put the cross section on. Let me see here. I got my screen over here too. I can tell you what page.
You had it there, didn't you?
Yeah, I think he just went back to us that first, second
There you
page.
go.
Yeah.
Got the cross section out there.
No, you
Oh,
just took the
there we
cross
go.
section off.
Above it.
Scroll down a little bit. It's in the upper left corner when you scroll
Yeah.
down.
Upper left corner?
Yep, keep going down. Keep going
Keep
down.
going.
Section
Oh, lower
AA.
left corner?
No, you got to go up.
Oh, I think I
It's
wrote
the
the same
previous
page seven.
page. It's the
Oh,
previous
you go
page. There it
slow
is. It's in
down.
the lower left corner
Yeah,
now.
there it is.
Whoa.
Oh, upper left corner of the previous page. I understand
Yes.
now.
Yes.
Okay, is it
Sorry.
showing what it should now? Yeah, we're talking about this, right?
That's right.
Okay. Jeez. Sorry, everyone.
I
Uh,
can barely
apparently.
hear you, Alyssa. Is there a way to turn your volume up a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I noticed my volume was really low, so I put in headphones to use as my microphone, but is it still low?
Just a
A
little
little
faint.
deaf. Yeah.
Yeah, you're slightly faint. Can everybody hear me?
That's
Because
weird.
I'm using the headsets to listen, and I'm speaking through my
Yeah.
laptop microphone.
Yeah,
Oh,
I can
you're
hear
clear,
you.
Ross. Yeah.
Loud and
Everyone else
clear.
is clear, but
I can
I
hear
thought it was
Alyssa.
my computer microphone is really faint, so I was using these, but apparently these are
Okay.
faint too. But
Yep. I
anyway.
can hear you. Just you're a little quieter than the other folks, but that's probably just you being yourself.
Maybe, yeah, that's true. Okay, so after much difficulty, we have the cross section here. I don't know.
Yeah, the cross section is
This
very,
is a
fairly typical throughout the site because it's very consistent with the slope to the site. So the left
so
half of
this
that
is
cross section is
basically
the cut.
looking
Yeah.
end. So is this looking end to end or across?
This is looking from end to end.
This is the
Okay.
goalie's perspective.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking it probably was from a goalie's perspective because I see you have it crowned in the center for for proper drainage.
I can show you the line, maybe. My computer is also being really slow, so bear with me. I think this is the updated one, isn't it? Yeah,
Yes.
this is. Okay. So yeah, Joe widened the level spreader.
I added an extra, yeah, additional length on each end of the level spreader just to spread that out because I know Jim had some concerns last when we talked the first time about it, just maybe possibly concentrating a little too much. So I just for conservatively added a little more to it just to spread that a little
Yeah.
farther.
And then
Thank
we can
you.
see A to A here. So this is where the cross
Right.
section is going through.
Right.
So if anyone wants me to go back to the cross section, let me know. But this is the updated plan that we received prior to last month's meeting but didn't look at.
Now, it does show the overall length of the project. I see the length of the field on the right, I don't see any dimensions for the area on the left. Am I correct in thinking that it's double or the same thing, a mirror image of the one on the right?
Now it's a little bit less going the other way. I mean, put a scale to it, but it's not quite, because they actually would have loved to have had two soccer fields, or even some we could kind of even a smaller field end in. They couldn't do it, so we created the smaller area on the left side of the page, just to have like youth soccer, they can set up the fields going the short direction and have multiple fields there.
Okay, so again, if we're going to the length of the whole project, you have 300 feet on the one field, and how much is on the other field, roughly?
Let me see. I can hang on. Let me grab my plans
I think
here.
We definitely want to know that was the overall size and the dimension of each of the components.
Looking
Last
at
thing
the
I grabbed.
drawing, I think it's got to be close to 300 feet long.
Yeah. From the well, from the end line. Well, from the let's see, from let's take from the end line to the outside of the pathway. It's about just shy of 300 feet.
Okay. So it's
But
about the same on both halves then.
Yeah, theoretically we have the runout area on the back of the field, so you know the other is a little shorter because, like I say, we were, and it also in the lower corner there we had to bring it in because we were getting up against the property line, so we couldn't square it off. So that's kind of why it is.
Okay.
But they wanted it. It was originally when we first. I don't know, Jim, if you remember back when we did this the first time, that was to be a Little League field, and then I guess Little League is no longer, so they just want to make it open area for. Just to have, they can set up smaller fields as necessary.
So the soccer
just
field is
looking
a
for a
regulation
magnitude
size.
Check, that's all.
The soccer field is regulation size, correct?
Okay, Jim, I'm sorry, I spoke over you.
No problem. I'm just trying to get a magnitude on it. That's all. Thank
yeah.
you.
Sure.
And so then, looking at the topo lines on this, the cross section that you showed us earlier applies the length of this whole field, correct? If I go left to right on it, or right to left, that cross section applies
yeah,
from one
generally
end
it
to
was
the other.
yeah, the site is fairly consistent with its existing cross slope, so we just did the section there. We do get over in the corner and gets a little bit falls off a little bit more in the corner, but that's the general cross section of it.
And I guess, since I know I missed the earlier discussions, is there plans to light this field or no? Because I know that I heard a couple things going back and forth based on the neighbors in the area, whether or not it would be lighted.
We've always discussed that. It's always been pretty much a no. I think it would have to be the residential area that's in. I doubt very much. There was no plans at this point to ever do that.
Okay, because I didn't see any plans on here, so I just wanted to make sure that I
No,
was
that
reading
was
it
never in the.
correctly. Okay,
That was never
that's
in
what I thought.
plan.
Just wanted to make sure.
I have a couple of questions, if I may.
Certainly, sir.
I'm sorry?
I said, certainly, sir. Go for it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Joe, for sending in that report by Dr. Durst. Dest, I mean.
Sure.
I keep thinking it's Dr. Dirt.
Well, it's sort of, yeah, he used to, yeah.
But anyway, thanks for sending that. And the report was very good. My only problem, though, is the doctor made 14 recommendations, and I don't see in what was submitted so far where these recommendations were incorporated in the plans or contract. Is there a section that's missing?
Well, we have the specifications for the plan. We'll handle most of this. He was through the top dressing, all that. We have technical specifications that basically handle all his information here.
Okay, could you forward those for my
Yeah,
review,
yeah,
please?
yeah.
That would be
I
great.
mean, this is all this information is taking, all this construction taking place outside of the wetland area completely. We're in the upland review zone for the portion of it.
Correct, but
We have
if
all his has been taken care of in our technical specs when we specify this. I can put them on
yeah,
the
I'd
drawing.
just like to see it. And if they are, then you're good to go. And the only reason
Yep.
it's upland, but if it's done incorrectly, establishing vegetation can be very difficult in a wet, soggy till. I mean,
Correct. And that's that's what
so
his
that's why my that's why
yeah.
that's my only concern is that we can establish vegetation and then that is stable vegetation.
Yeah,
So
no, we actually,
if his recommendations are incorporated, then
yeah.
you're in great shape.
I have a very in-depth technical spec that's in our specifications. This is actually the same, almost identical to what he provided for us at the time. Unfortunately, he passed away several years ago, Dr.
Yeah, I saw
Despe.
that.
Very,
I went to look him up. I was just curious about it.
very, very,
Oh,
very well-read person. But he did the same thing
no.
for us for Burnt Hill Park in Hebron, almost at the same time.
No,
And
like I
we,
said,
yeah.
I have zero questions about the report. I was just wondering how it was going to get incorporated in the plans. If they're in the
Yeah, it's
spec
through the
and you're
technical
in,
specifications.
then this should be no problem.
Because
But
we
and
have a very,
just maybe you could just reference the tech specs, on the plan. As a
yeah,
document, would that take care of it, Michael? Because then that way we
yeah,
have it
no, I
tied
like,
together.
but I'd like to see it, but I'm confident they'll be fine. If they incorporated his recommendations, it should be fine. Yeah,
What is the
it's
timing
actually a
on
very
construction
in-depth,
here?
it's an in-depth specification that really requires a lot of on-site inspection through the process of it. We've done it a couple of times for
Okay.
sports fields. Yeah.
Yeah. So I
And
think,
so
Michael, you want to see it.
you'll be on site inspecting and making sure all
Oh,
these are
absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
very good. Very good.
Michael,
Okay.
you said you'd like to review the specs, correct?
If I could, yeah.
And then I would just also ask that they just get reference on the plan if they're not already referenced. So it'd be like any other specs if the work gets done in accordance with like our erosion and
I'm sure,
sedimentation
yeah.
control
Usually, I mean,
guidelines.
typically, I mean, I imagine this contract will go out as a combination of the specifications and the plans, correct, Joe?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes, it's a full boilerplate specification, EJCDC specification with the technical end of it.
Yep. But it, for the purpose of the wetland permitting, it would be good to reference those specifications as the
Yeah,
what?
I could, I'll say I could send you
Just
the
cross
section,
the
or I could,
T's and dot the I's, that's all.
yep.
Yeah, just put a note on this page someplace because this looks like this is your
Application.
basically your recipe.
Well, this is our erosion sediment control notes. This tells us how we're going to sequence it and schedule it, but the actual, design of the topsoil and the seed mix and everything is outside of the basic ENS plan. It is in our is always typically in our technical specifications.
Okay.
And
Yeah, I
technical
get.
specs in a contract carry the same weight as the plans. In fact, they often override plans. So.
Actually, yeah, our technical specs override what's on the plan, correct?
So then I guess, Michael, do you see a need to include a reference to them on here or no?
Not on the plans, as long as it's because the specifications are part of the contract documents.
Okay. No, I just wanted to ask as your professional judgment on it.
No.
Okay.
Do we have an estimate of when this work's going to take place?
They were looking to do it this season.
Oh, cool.
I
When
mean,
you say
yeah,
the
we were
sea.
this coming growing season, yeah.
Okay,
I
not
doubt
right
it.
now.
No, I doubt it'll be ready for to use this coming season and let it's let it set up and let it establish itself. But
Okay. I'll pick it up because I need to let Alice know that it's like a seven.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out my concern was because of this is I'm sure this is a they're going to contractors going to want to use as much of the soil on the cut side, on the fill side, and we just have to be sure that soil, a good portion of that cut is the really dense and impermeable glacial till. I just want to make sure
Yeah.
that placed properly and doesn't interfere with the drainage capabilities of this of the field. But I think you have those
Right, that
concerns, Joseph.
yeah, the large wedge drain on the end there will
That's going to be a huge help, yeah.
that's absolutely necessary for this job. Otherwise, you're going to be intercepting the groundwater and you'll never dry that out.
Agreed. Okay. Thanks. I'm all
Sure.
satisfied.
So, Diane, any questions?
He said that it was going to start this season, in the growing season.
That's the intent, yes.
Yeah. How long
So,
does it
David.
take? How long does it take?
This project, I would probably allow like 3 months for this from start to finish, from when we signed the notice to proceed to substantial completion. But then again, I also would recommend that it sit through the rest of the season and not be used till, it's 2027, just to let it establish.
So, would you think work would begin what, like April, March, April, May, or
I'd
later?
probably like to see more in like May. I know these
Okay.
guys, the Rec Commission really wants to get going on this, but I would recommend that it kind of wait till it gets a little bit
Little drier. Right.
drier. And then when we see this, we're in the good season again in the fall. I'd hate to start seeding this in, end of July or early August, because
No, God, no,
it's gonna
because
be a
then you got to
battle.
water it. Yeah.
It's gonna dry out. There's just much to try.
Yeah.
You're gonna overseed it again in September, October anyway. So,
Yeah.
like I say, that's me. I'd have to hold them off a little bit, because I know they really are chomping at the
Oh.
bit to do this. They've been working a long time on this project.
Yeah.
But still, if there's water involved, then it would be better to wait. Correct.
I've been to site a few times. It's not a it's just typical Bolton soil. It's not a overly wet site per se, but it's just Bolton soil. And anytime you get into it, it's gonna get a little silty, and it's going to dry out if you leave the soil open for a while. It's going to just turn into clay, like the
Yeah.
situation they have at the high school field.
Okay.
So I guess any further questions, Jim?
No, I'm all set. Thank you.
Michael?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
I don't have any. So, are there any other conditions I just asked that we want to see on here? Or are you good with just having a motion to approve as presented and that the work be done in accordance with the plan?
And specifications.
And
Contract
technical
documents.
specification.
Contract documents is the best. That encompasses all of it.
Yeah.
I move that it's approved. Subject to the contract documents and specifications as discussed in this meeting.
And the plan.
And the plan, well, that's plan is part of the
Oh,
contract.
that's part of the contract documents.
Correct. It's all encompassing.
Yeah.
Joe, you'll be
Do I
doing
have...
construction inspection here, so you'll be on
So
site
why don't we have a second
monitoring.
on it, and
Yes.
then we can have.
Yes. Sorry.
Why don't we have a second, then we can discuss if you had any further. Do I have a second for the motion?
I second it.
Okay, so now any further discussion if you had questions about inspections, Jim?
No, just as long as Joe's going to be in doing construction, make sure that the erosion controls are all the stuff is done in the sequences, and erosion control is maintained and kept up.
Yeah, we'll have either myself or an employee from our office will be out there on
Okay.
site.
And Alyssa, I
Through
presume you'll be checking in on this too.
absolutely,
Yeah,
it's not gonna be. I wouldn't imagine it's up to the town what they want to pay, but I wouldn't imagine we'd necessarily need full-time inspection, but we definitely would have a list of checkpoints. We check in the ENS on a regular basis, but as far as, after they, strips topsoil, we want to see what the topsoil is, want to see what the subsoil looks like when they get there, and there'll be various points along the way.
Yes.
Any further discussion? Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? It passes unanimously by all members present. Thank you, Joe. And don't go
Thank
away
you.
because I think you're up again.
Yep, I'll be back.
More fun.
So
I'll
let
be
us
right
go
back.
on to. So let us go on to the next item on the agenda, which is the Bolton 206 Bolton Center Road, Town of Bolton, constructed town center subsurface sewage system. And again, Mr. Dillon, we're back to you. And again,
Okay.
also, Alyssa, I don't know if there's anything you wanted to do to tee this up.
Oh, I did want to check something. Is that worse or better? Can you hear me more or less now?
You're
Does something
fine. I'm about the
happen?
same.
Yeah,
We can
you're
hear you.
fine.
It's all
Okay.
about the same.
Because
Soft.
I read that doing noise canceling can make your voice less hearable. Anyway, audible is the word, actually. So the sewer system. Share my screen here.
Is there a new plan? I only have the plans dated 11/18. Is there
No,
one in that?
we have the two, the original and the alternative. I guess I'll dig in a little bit here, Alyssa.
Thank you.
Two things. I had received my wetland impact assessment from Davison Environmental. That's in the packet for tonight. And I also had conversations with a directional drilling contractor. And that's an email I forward to Alyssa. But the directional drilling is quite expensive. It's they say basically about to do 100 feet a day at it's going to be about $100,000 to drill that one section through 500 feet of wetlands, as opposed to probably you were talking like $50 a foot for excavate backfill as we go along. And I have the recommendations here from Davison, and the big thing from the purpose of the construction itself was he talked about putting, which we did, it's which don't show on the drawings yet, but a bentonite trench dams throughout, so we don't create a under drain to drain the wetlands. And also they basically say to excavate, put the topsoil to one side, which we will do. We'll save that. We'll excavate, place, backfill as we go along. I would probably recommend that that gets done as we do every couple of lengths of pipe. We just kind of keep a running in, going down, and we just backfill as we go, so it does not stay open at all. Even within the same day, we'll keep covering and get things seated up. So from my standpoint, and this is kind of a recommend my recommendation as town engineer, but I'm just is that we I know Ross had mentioned he wants the gravity flow, which I agree with that. This
That's
is something I do.
actually Michael had mentioned that, and
Oh,
I
I
agreed.
thought you were mentioned that last time, Ross, too. The going to
Well,
gravity.
I don't recall. Both of
Because
us
I
I
know
know
I
did
Jim,
because
because I got going back and forth last time.
I was saying I prefer gravity, but I was
Yeah,
also
I mean
looking
there's no
at
mechanics
the
to
Houston. I was also looking at the directional drilling as an option too.
Yeah.
I was that there was the justification for spending a little more on the directional drilling is that we would end up with a gravity fed system. So, I understand it's more expensive, but Is the investment worth it when we end up with a gravity system? So that's a question I still have.
Yeah, because I guess I would look at it from that perspective too, because long term, I think there's anything that relies on nature versus human created machinery and stuff is probably going to have lower long term maintenance costs and be more reliable.
A mechanical system will fail at some point. It's a matter of time.
Yeah, I mean, and even a gravity fed system will, but there's usually less expense on the way there.
Correct. So I think, because this is a and Jim came on board. There's Jim Rupert. There's a this is a funded project, and to spend a good portion of the budget on the directional drilling through just a portion of the wetlands. And that was now what they told me, that's just simply the drilling. And that's a they recommended a polyethylene pipe butt fuse instead of we were calling for PVC, and that's I guess that much more expensive, which I they butt fuse that as well, and for some reason that's a little bit more expensive to do. I would like to kind of stay with our original line, and judging from the impact report we had, this is a mowed field. The only thing he points out is the there may be some breeding, is has a potential being a breeding area for American kestrels, a bird. So that was the only thing that we do either stay out of there nesting period or do a survey to look through the area to make sure they're not there.
Me, either approach would do the job because then you're not going to disturb them.
That's he's saying it, not that he's seen evidence, but he said the as we all know, it's
It's the kind of habitat they
the
would like.
habitat is there. Yes, quite honestly, the only thing I've seen for birds in there, I did flush a woodcock out of there when we were walking through it last fall, but that's about it.
That doesn't mean there isn't there, right? Doesn't mean that they're not there, right?
Yeah, they're just saying that the habitat is conducive for them. He did not see them or even see nesting areas, but it's just a, as an environmental and wetlands person, that's what they look for, and they're just showing us that this could be something to deal with.
I mean, to me, the simplest thing would be to find out what their breeding period,
He
is, the
does note it
nesting
in there. I
period.
think it ends sometime in August. He did note the times,
Okay,
which.
and then that's go on, sir. Sorry.
Yeah, in this particular project too, there's a lot to be done outside of this one little crossing area. So we could start the construction season, and we could be prepping the subsurface, the leach field system on one end. We could be prepping, setting our tanks and piping for the library, and work our way down towards town hall, and complete that section when we're outside their window.
Because to me, it seems like that would be the easier approach if you can phase to avoid their nesting season. Yeah, I think that's probably faster and a better approach than, I shouldn't say better. It's probably a more economical approach than having someone come out and look for them.
I think that, yeah, and that's if you can avoid the whole season, it's the best way to do it. And trying to.
Yeah, because if you go and do it, I mean, what's the answer going to be? You go and look and they're there. You're going to have to do this anyway, so why not just do it? And then you avoid the whole issue.
And we have work to stage just it can keep us busy until we get outside their window and work in there.
Because you'd want, if we do find, yeah, because if you do find out they're there, you'd have to do this anyway. So why don't you just do the phase in the first place and then we're done with it? Because you're not hurting anything.
No, really, the habitat they're using is going to be there when we finish. It's not as some very, very high quality, sensitive, spernal pool type wetland systems where you really got some stuff in there. But this is really what he identified as could be
So,
something.
you would do it outside their time that they nest, then, is what you're
Yes,
saying.
that would be my recommendation. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I
So,
have some
go on,
concerns.
Jim.
I don't know. It seems to me like it should be a better way of doing this other than cutting right smack through the wetlands, the heart of the wetlands. And also, as I said last time, you showed the pipe behind the town hall, and that's in an embankment there. That's a 5-foot embankment there. And I still don't know where the pipe's going to go. Is it going to go in the embankment? Is it going to go in the wetlands? What's going on there? It's kind of disheartening to me the whole way this is going about. It seems to me like there should be a better way of doing this.
It's been as it's a a lot of thought was put into this. It's not a just that we just kind of threw this out there. We want to
I thought differently.
keep the gravity system going. We're going to run right along the edge of that parking area there. We're not getting into the wetlands in there. If we have to move some conduits for those that lighting, we're going to move the conduits for lighting and push it over. We're going to stay the as a gravity line, it needs to be where it needs to be and where we show it. We got to get to pick up the septic tank out in the back island there behind the town hall. And we're going to hug the edge of that and run it over to the manhole we have at the corner and then make the traverse across the wetlands.
So that 6-inch line will be embedded in the embankment or in the wetlands.
It's not going to be in the wetlands. We're not going to put that in the wetlands. We're going to keep it up in the embankment a little bit, which make sure we got cover on it. That's all.
You're going to have to put some sheet piling in there or something else to hold that slope when you dig it out? I think so. You're down pretty
We'll
deep.
see. We'll see when we get there how it's going to handle, how it's going to stand up.
Alyssa, could you zoom in a little bit on that section that we're talking about, behind the town hall?
Well, if you're over 4 feet, how it stands up is inconsequential for OSHA.
Well, it's 5 foot. I was out there in the one spot, the little cross section I drew was 5 feet. I just stood there and I figured the depth of where I was standing was about 5 feet to the parking lot.
Want me to pull up your drawing, Jim?
If you'd like, that'll show what's going on there a little bit. But I still don't know how you could stabilize that embankment and put a pipe into it without putting some kind of a sheet piling or some kind of a
We could
stretching box or something in there.
use a small trench box in there. We could use some just sheets on their own,
And
to protect.
it's gonna mess up the lighting and the electrification there, but you're gonna have to work around that.
Yeah, no,
Is
we will have to work around that.
And we're
yeah,
going to need
and
to
the other
make
thing,
sure it's in the contract that there's going to be a requirement for excavation support. Otherwise,
it'll be, yeah,
we
protect
risk the
it's got.
contractor not doing it.
Now
And
we'll
also, we
definitely
have to
show
protect,
protection.
and we have to protect the parking lot too. We don't want to undermine the
Correct.
parking lot.
Well, that's the other thing I was going to say, because that parking lot, there's no curbing or anything holding that asphalt in place. So it's susceptible already to being undercut. And after all the money we spent on it, it's all the way around. It's, really not supported at its edges.
And
So
also,
I
you're going to need excavation support in the wetland anyway, because this otherwise you're going to be, an open cut's going to damage that much more wetland.
Right. Well, we could definitely note that there be trench protection in there, so we don't get sloughing, and we don't which, like you say, OSHA regulations require you get over your 4 foot depth that you have to have.
How
Well,
because when what. I deep
was
are
going to
you
say,
going to
because
be there? It seems like when you get out near the septic in the new field, you're going to be deeper than you are closer to the town hall. But how deep is it? Can you get down a couple feet or 3 feet or 5 feet? Or how deep do you think the trench is going to be there?
it's we're talking like between 3 to 5 feet. The worst case we're going to have is actually when we get out on the corner, out to the far corner. of the where we make the return to go north, that's gonna probably be our deepest spot because the wetlands kind of the natural grade sags a little bit there. And we're gonna you can see where that 86 contour, 80 what's it, 88 contour, and it drops down to 86. That's gonna be the deepest area right there.
Okay, you're assuming, or I'm thinking you're thinking you're gonna with the original plan, not the revised plan that runs closer to the church, but you're thinking about the plan you want to have approved is the original plan, which cuts out right through the wetlands, and you're not gonna be that deep out there. I would think you'd be that deep
through the wetland there. We're not, because it's like I say, it's gonna get deep as we get out of the wetlands and get into that corner, because that's where the grade comes back up again. But we obviously we're bucking grade. We got to keep dropping to keep our gravity sewer. So that's gonna be one of our worst case areas there. That might could be in the neighborhood, probably 5 to 6 feet there. And then we turn a corner and the grade drops off again.
Right.
I think what would be helpful to us would be, you know, like a cross section of this showing the grade and where the pipe is relative to the surface, and that might be helpful.
Yeah, we could provide a profile throughout the length.
Okay.
And I'd like to see a cross section behind the town hall there, like the one I provided you.
Yeah.
Something like that
to
really show that your pipe is in the embankment, not in the wetlands.
Excuse me, yep. Alyssa had a comment, Jim.
Sorry, we have a Alyssa. Deadline to meet on this application. Like, this is now the third time this has come before the commission. We keep adding on new requirements. Like, we need to get our stuff together and get the requirements of the applicant.
The application is incomplete. The application is incomplete.
We've had this
there's supposed to be there's supposed to be a subsurface excavation subsurface exploration program done. I haven't
then
even submitted yet.
Why didn't we state that before?
We've stated it. I've asked for that every meeting. I've asked for the
subsurface. I have given the you have the I have the proposal from Clarence Welty. I submitted to
okay.
I think Alyssa may have it.
And then what we find in the subsurface exploration program could significantly impact the project. If they find bedrock is shallower than we'd like, how is he going to do rock excavation within
right,
the trench?
What we're asking for right now is not as a result of the report. This is just another thing we're adding on, another cross section. Like,
okay, well,
we have
I think we need a complete set of plans.
I wasn't done talking. We have to act on this by January 1st. Like, do we understand that? Like, this is now
Alyssa, if you feel that we have to act on this and we don't have the information, we could deny it without prejudice. That could be our action. So
I don't feel that we have to
name
act
your
on it.
Poison.
The statute says that we have to act on it.
Which I'm saying is we can act by denying it without prejudice for insufficient information. We don't have to approve it.
Oh, I'm
so,
aware.
That might be the way to go.
Just acting on it does not mean approval.
Oh. Mr. Rupert's
I'm aware
here.
It doesn't mean approval, but we need to have a reason not to approve something. We have, like, so much information here. We have an entire wetlands report from Davison that states the functions of the wetland. Like, we need to remember that this isn't an engineering commission. This is a wetlands commission. We need
well,
to
we had to make sure the engineering plans don't damage the wetland. If the engineering plans don't sufficiently protect the wetland and we approve it, then we're not doing our jobs either.
So Jim Rupert has his hand up.
Mr. Chairman, I don't want to upset anybody, but you know what is disappointing?
Go ahead and speak.
What's disappointing to me here is that the only and I know that you were unavoidably detained for the first meeting, but for the first meeting, the only individual that came prepared to talk about this application who had actually looked at the plans before the meeting was Mr. Lorsch. Everybody else had not taken the time to look at the application. So I don't think we've been as effective, and I'm talking as the town administrator right now, not as the applicant. I don't think our commission has been as effective on this application as we should have been. And I think that this is something that we really need to think about as a commission and get a hold of and make
So
sure
when
that.
you say that, what do you mean by that, Jim? Because everybody has a different, I'm sure I have a different meaning of effective than you do, and maybe Michael or Diane. So I'd just like to understand what you mean by effective, sir.
That's a fair question. I think when only one person on the commission comes to the first meeting having looked at the plans and having questions, that's being ineffective because we basically wasted the first meeting and didn't make a lot of progress.
And I think that
think,
is a fair comment.
I
object to that. What makes you say I did not review the plan sufficiently? If I was silent in that meeting, it's because I was Jim that spoke first of all, I was chairing the meeting, so I was trying to let other people speak. Jim brought a lot of these things to light first. He was the first one to speak to it. It doesn't mean I wasn't aware of it. So to say I didn't review it just because I'm not going to repeat Jim things, what he said in the meeting, just because I didn't repeat what Jim said or agreed with what Jim said in my own way, doesn't mean I wasn't prepared for the meeting and didn't review the plans. So I take exception to that comment.
So my recollection, and again, I'm not saying this to offend anybody. I want to make this.
You're saying it as a point of fact when it's not a point of fact.
Well, I think if we go back and listen to the meeting, Mr. McDonald, you in fact said that you did not see the plans except on a computer screen and wanted to come into town hall and look at a bigger set of plans.
Yes.
That opportunity was available before.
And I did go in.
That opportunity was available before the meeting.
Okay, but how does that address the deficiencies of the plans as we look at them right now?
Because the comments that I heard at that first meeting were that you couldn't see it on your computer screens in sufficient detail.
Okay.
And I think if you had.
And I've had done that now. I did that. That was two meetings ago. Last meeting, I had a number of comments and they haven't been addressed yet.
I think that as a commission and as a town, we can do better. I mean, if what the commission needs for future applications, whether by the town of Bolton or by some other applicant, if what you need is a full set of printed plans for you to review and have at your home office where you're taking this meeting, then let's talk about that so that you can have that information and potentially be a little bit better prepared for that first meeting.
That's great. I have no problem with that at all. Okay, that's great. So how does that resolve our issues?
I want us as a town to be able to, you know, obviously you guys are passionate about what you're doing and you're here and you're volunteering your time and you're concerned about the impact of wetlands. And I applaud that. It's something that we need. But I also want to help you be able to do this job in a more effective way so that, you know, maybe we have better information at the very beginning. And so we're not, you know, kind of at the 11th hour still, you know, digging for information. I think if we had been a little more efficient in the beginning, perhaps we'd be in a better place today.
That's fine. But that was two meetings ago. How did that, you know, the points were brought up by Mr. Lurch and a lot of things were discussed. And there are a lot of points discussed in the second meeting, and now a lot of points discussed in the third meeting. Just because you were not happy with the way the first meeting went doesn't eliminate the problems that we have.
Jim, you have an observation.
What's the issue is here? We just want a little bit more detail. We want to tell us, maybe update the plans, give us a cross section to the bank, the back of the town hall, show us we're doing a little bit better, and another meeting or something else, and we can do it. You know, just
we had a similar issue with the soccer field meeting, and in two or three meetings, we resolved it and we approved it tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Once we got the information, Joe was able to get us the information we asked for, and it was sufficient, and we approved it.
Just one point I want to make too is, and the first meeting we had, and there was discussion of a gravity system that takes more wetlands, and Jim had asked for an alternative that we show going round down to the south and come back up again, and we provided that. I know, Ross, you weren't at the first meeting.
Correct,
you had asked for some information on the second meeting, and at the second meeting, Michael, you had mentioned that you wanted to, you said, "Oh, I had this idea. Let's look investigate directional drilling."
And you did, and I appreciate it.
And
that.
I did that, yes. Yes. But I mean, that was, I can say that was in addition to the comments of the first meeting, and then now the third meeting, and listen, I'll provide what you want. The cross section, the profile through the system is, I can do that. It's not a problem. But if that was mentioned at meeting number two, that you want to see a profile throughout, that would be here for you today. We'd have that sitting right in front of you now. That's my only thing, is that things are getting a little bit, we're stretching things out. And I mean, well, if we can get this all set up, I can get this here for the next meeting. If we can wrap this up next meeting, not a problem.
Well, my problem borings, is without the borings, how we don't know what the viability of this project.
Well, that's, you know, that's why also I didn't want to invest in a whole boring program.
I agree.
Until we nail down
the alignment
yeah, where we want to have.
Yeah,
because you know, I don't want to spend $3,000 or $4,000 and have to have them come back again and spend that again. So that was,
this is a process we've been going through. Unfortunately, it's taken a couple of meetings, but it's a necessary process so that Joe doesn't go now, doesn't chase red herrings, and we get the design that works best for the commission and the town.
I agree.
I just want to make one observation too, is that we had talked about the need of this going to a public hearing, one, because there is work being done in the wetlands, and two, because it's in the public's interest. And if you go to a public hearing, we're going to need to know what the plans were that were presented, and you know, that we had one that, you know, would probably be less impact, you know, directional boring. So it's prudent from that perspective, but it's not feasible from a cost perspective, because we're supposed to look at whether the options are prudent or feasible. And so we're able to lead the public through that, as well as the fact that we looked at the archaeological sites of interest around here, so that you're avoiding those by the wetlands and all of this stuff. So it's all ticked and tied when it goes to public, and then you're done with it. That there's no new surprises that come up there. I don't know how many people from the public would come, you know, show up, but I don't want to have any surprises that we don't have good answers, you know, surprises or something that we don't have good answers for. Because that'll delay it far more than if we tick and tie a couple more things and it's done and we can support this plan, you know, fully.
And if I just want to add, you know, if the concern's about a deadline, then really the subsurface work should have been performed before the application was applied for. And we wouldn't be having these deadlines to worry about. We'd have the information in hand, and Joseph would know exactly what the best alternate is going in. So to put the timing onto us, it's not, I don't buy that, because essentially the plans are incomplete. The information is not complete. And it's not fair to demand a timeline on us when we don't have the complete set of information.
Like I say, I just go back to, and I'll end it with this. My comment is that three meetings, and I got additional information after every meeting. Let's add this. If first meeting, obviously introductory meeting. Second meeting, if last time you said I'd want all those information for on the layout, I would have had the profile done for you and whatever elevations you want on all that to review. And then, okay, so we go to, you know, fourth meeting would be kind of the culmination of all this. Now we can definitely move forward with that.
Just
we
ask
will.
The commission. So since I know I'm the one who thought of that tonight, doesn't necessarily mean we have to do it just because I said it. So I will ask for, you know, the other members of the commission and defer to them, because, you know, I will refer, you know, defer to Michael and Jim for their professional judgment, because I'm not an engineer and they, you know, they are. And so again, just because I asked for it doesn't mean that it's, you know, necessary.
Reasonable. Why is there pressure on this? We've been talking about a sewer system in the center of town for years. And why is it all of a sudden a big crunch now? Why can't we just take our time and do this right?
Not talking about getting the project done. I'm saying we statutorily have a deadline. We have 65 days. Like everybody should know this. If you don't
But
meet
it's
it, you need
45
to
days. The
redo your
applicant can grant
yeah.
us an extension or
Right,
we
but the
can
applicant
deny.
has to do that. Exactly.
Yeah, the applicant. So I just wanted to clarify, the applicant can grant us an extension, or if the applicant chooses not to and we as a commission feel that it's an incomplete application, we can deny it without prejudice. So we do not have to come to yes by the end of the 65 days. But as Jim Rupert said, I do think that we need to act in a way that we could, move this along so we aren't just, keeping to, asking for additional information that maybe we should just stop and think for a moment and, get together. So I'm just trying to help us find, the right, the balance,
Yeah,
with
but
this,
this the
that we
65 days
respect the
isn't
environment.
the 65 days isn't my choice. That is in the
Right.
statute. Like we all should know this by now.
And I think we do, Alyssa. And I just told you that we do, and that we have the options that we do not have to approve. We get an extension, and then we can get that from the applicant, or we can deny without prejudice, or we can approve. And we don't have to approve just because we're at the statutory limit.
I understand all that, but commissioners are saying that they don't know why there's a rush. There's a rush because we have a due date in the statute, like in the statute. That's what the 65 days comes from.
No,
I
there's
just
no
pulled
rush.
that out of my
There's no
head.
rush to approve the
No,
permit.
of course, we don't ever have to approve anything, of course, but like this isn't a rush because of the town or because of me. This is, we have a due date in the statute.
Understood.
What does the applicant want to do? Do they want to extend this, or
If
give it more time,
or do
or
you want us to vote tonight on the information we have?
if we can get a comprehensive list of what you're looking for, we're happy to give you a 30-day extension.
Would the subsurface program be completed by then?
We can
So
get them
I
out there. I don't
here,
know,
here here's here's what I think would be reasonable. If we can provide you all of the information other than test borings, you can act on that, and you can put it as a condition of approval that if we have significant findings with the borings, then we will come back to you for a modification, or we must come back to you for a modification. I think
We'll have to.
that would be a reasonable way to address this so that we're not doing test borings in areas where we may or may not, put the system. Did I
So
say the
to,
right way that made sense?
yes,
Yeah.
then so I just would ask then, would the test borings then be for the plan that I see up on the screen, just so we're not making Joe and company go on a wild goose hunt?
That would be our preference for the gravity system for all of the reasons that you and other commission mentioned, commission members mentioned, but also something that you may not be thinking about, right? I mean, this system is going to connect critical facilities. The town hall is not just the town hall. It's also the emergency operations center. The building next door is not just the building next door, it also is the police station. And the library is a space that we use for a warming and cooling center, during warm and cold periods. So these are critical facilities. So I think in as much as there is a greater impact to wetlands, which I don't think any of us are excited about, the gravity system is the option that we would prefer from the town's perspective. For the reasons that you stated, for reliability and the lack of, having mechanical failures, and because of those critical facilities.
And also from the prudent perspective of the amount of cost for, the other alternative would be horizontal boring.
Correct.
Is it clear, Joe, what we're looking for?
Why don't we list it right now and make sure that we have it?
I think if it would be very helpful to have a list that I can just check off and have everything on and prepared for you That'd be very helpful, and we could move forward. Again, like I said, as Jim mentioned, the boring could be the tricky thing. I would like to actually go back and kind of do those, because if we have to, we find things change, and this route is not feasible based on the boring. So we have to slide it just ever so slightly either way. Then that's going to be a change, a modification. So.
Yeah. It may or may, depending on how substantial it is. Because I mean, that's typical with any of the permits that we give, their conditions. And if the conditions can't be met because of something that we did not understand about the site before work commenced, they have to make changes. They come back and we sit down and figure it out. So that's nothing new to the commission.
It's the middle of winter. Do you think you need more than 30 days, maybe 60 days?
So Jim, what's your timeline on all this? Just so like we can get the big picture that you're working in with when, is there a grant associated with this? Is there a deadline for starting work on the grant? Is there, and how does that tie in with do you want to do this
We
in the
were
summer or what?
hopeful to go out to bid in January, but clearly that's not going to be the case. But it's also not the end of the world for us. If we could get this out to bid sometime in February, that would be extraordinary for us. This is largely funded by a steep grant, and there is a 20% match by the town, so the project's a little over $500,000. So if we had the ability to wrap this up in January, that would be extraordinary. We would really appreciate that.
So I guess there's another thing that we could do too, is there would be nothing that would, if depending on how quickly you can get any last set of information we ask, there's nothing that says you have to wait until our next scheduled meeting. We could always do a special meeting as long as we can get a quorum. So that let's say that you could get the information in 2 weeks from tonight or three, that you don't have to wait to the 20, till our next meeting in January if there is a benefit to, a week or two time savings.
Well,
That's
the
probably
only
not
problem is that
necessary
we're kind of
unless
in the
it's
middle.
better for you. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, we're just kind of in the middle of, this is obviously holiday season, and I have staff here that's already put in
Nothing much
vacation
is going to
time and
happen.
things. So we're going to lose a
Nothing much
few
is going to
around the
happen.
holiday. We lose a few days, and nobody's taken, 2 weeks off or anything. But I don't. There'll be some little fight for some drafting time for this. Other than that, I will go ahead and I will contact Welty and discuss the borings with them and see what they can do for us there. But
Well, with the
make
borings,
me a
as we
list
said,
and I will try to get.
we can make that a condition.
That would be preferable, just in case things don't work out. If we get a big snowstorm here and we get kind of stuck out there, give me a comprehensive list, and I'll get after it as quick as I can and see what I can do for you. I'll get it to you, and if we get it to you, then we can see what goes from there.
So far, the only question that I had was just about the profile, and I was going to defer to Jim or Michael about that if you feel that's critical or not.
It certainly shouldn't be too difficult to put one together. I mean, you have, with CAT equipment available, it's just a preliminary. So, it's much better to visualize things that way. I think more important, though, are the Trenched installation details, the lining intended to protect the wetlands from draining into
You
the
just the
trench.
specifically the bentonite check dams.
Yeah. Also, just a sequence of construction and requirements to backfill as you go that you mentioned. If you can put that in writing.
Sure.
Any dewatering, how do you plan on dewatering within the wetland?
If we need a dewatering, we'll most likely we'll have to set up a dewatering basin, which we would choose an area outside the wetlands, silt sacks and hay bale areas to contain it, containment areas. So it would
Okay,
be,
so include that in your list, the detail of
yeah.
that. No.
That's that would yeah, that's actually in
Even
our we can put that in our guest
that,
standard notes.
I mean, as long as so just that's the information we'd like.
Yeah.
And plans to, and then just write down, incorporate the recommendations for a restoration of the wetlands within, your plans or specifications.
Good point.
Would this be something that you could provide to me, a list of what exactly what you have officially, what you've
Well, it was whatever was discussed in the report you submitted this week. That's I thought that sufficient the recommendations they made.
No, I'm just saying, just overall, they got sort of give me a laundry list of everything you want
I'm going through the
from
list.
this.
That's what I thought I was doing now. Oh, you want
No,
it written up from
I mean,
us?
it's somewhere. I suppose it's going to be in some in minutes or notes or some
I'm
respect.
writing it down, and it should be in the minutes.
Okay,
Yep.
thanks, Alyssa.
Because I so far I have the check dams, the construction sequence, including backfilling, dewatering plan. What else?
I don't have check dams. I have cross section, trenches, installation details, sequence of construction and requirement of backfill as you go, and a dewatering plan and detail.
Yeah,
Yeah,
the
the
check
check
dams,
dams
also
are
the bentonite check dams within the trench. Trench dams actually is what
trench details. That's
the
within
more.
that. Okay.
And the cross section is one behind the town hall there with that embankment showing the
Oh,
location of the new pipe.
are you
I'll do a
talking about the
profile throughout the whole
bentonite
length.
profile? Right.
Like
Yeah,
to
I
see
wrote
how
that
you're
down.
going to handle that embankment if you're going to put a pipe in the middle of it.
We'll get that.
Well, and
Trenched it.
I think we want to, I mean, traditionally we would call for temporary sheet piling for the excavation when we want it. If we just leave it as we traditionally, when I worked on contract, if we just call for trench excavation, left the contractor the ability to have an open cut, we want to make sure there's something in writing that he's not going to be allowed to do an open cut, that excavation support was going to be required.
Yeah, we'll put that in our trenching specification.
So that, well, I think, Michael, you'd also mentioned some sort of support for the sides of the trench as they went along too, because it can be quite wet back there.
Yeah,
Yeah, that kind of
that's
goes
all
what
part
we're
of
kind of
trench.
the topic.
That's all part of excavation
Yeah.
support. Yes, that's all
Yeah, okay, so
incorporated
that's
into
all
that.
part of the trench detailing.
And somebody mentioned about the borings, if they were tricky, that would be a modification or something. Does that?
Yeah, that'll be a condition of the permit.
That'll be
Okay.
Yeah, if it diverts
Okay.
us enough, or we have to come back to you guys. Yeah.
But okay, I still have a question. The check dams, is that the bentonite you were talking about? We're not talking about surface check dams,
No, I
are
would.
we?
No, the
I
check
would
dam is
say
not the correct term.
trench dams.
It's trench
Yeah.
dam. The
Yeah.
bentonite that's going to be
Correct.
preventing under drains.
They're gonna put
So
it
it's
in the
not check
trenches to stop
dams.
the water from following the pipe.
Okay, so
The new
trench
work. Because
dams,
otherwise,
not
you're
check
building a
dams.
big curtain drain and it all comes out at the low point. Right.
No, I know. I was just confused by the term check
We don't
dams.
want to send it to our subsurface system anyway, so.
Yeah. No, just
Oh,
you can strike
no.
check dam from the
Deal with
list.
enough water there and into this. Yeah, I
That would
was
be
thinking
part of
that.
any sub. If the check dams could be part of a sediment control plan, but that's not part of the trench installation plan.
Right.
Yeah, no, that makes more sense now. Okay, so cross section, trench installation details, including the dams, sequence of construction, requirement of backfill as you go, dewatering plan in detail. That's what I have so far. Anything else?
And then the profile.
The cross section profile is, or those
Profile
two?
and
A
the
profile of
plunge
the whole
profile.
pipe system
And
that
then
we
the
can.
wetland restoration plans.
I hope we're going to get
Then.
these new plans and drawings sometime before, a few days before the meeting, so we have time to review them before the next meeting.
Yes.
That's a very fair request.
And then do we also want them in paper, to your point earlier, Jim, do we want them in paper at the town hall as a request? Because I, for folks who get a chance to review them, how many copies do we want?
We'd be happy to make enough copies so that everybody can pick a copy up and have them. That way they actually have them in front of them when we're
Okay.
holding the meeting, if that's helpful.
No.
I don't want to
Before the
waste
meeting.
paper, but I'd like everybody to have the tools that they need in order to be able to make good decisions.
I managed to get it working by turning the.
And do you want, I can print your full size, half size, whatever you want.
Half size should be
Okay.
sufficient,
Mm.
based
Take the
on
printout
my
off, put it
experience.
down.
We don't need a full 2x3 sets. That you're
No,
not
they're
six.
a little cumbersome sitting at a
Yeah,
Zoom
like
meeting.
Jim,
Yeah,
you're Jim.
half scale is should be sufficient.
Yeah.
Would you agree, Jim?
Yes. Yeah. Yep, half's good.
Okay.
And what about the parking lot thing? Somebody said about needs to be protected. Is that anything that has to be mentioned in that?
Well, there's a
That would all
fairly
be
steep one.
included. That would be included in the trench excavation support system that
Okay.
Joseph and I were talking about, because we
Okay.
need to protect both the parking lot, anything the whether it's the wetland or the parking lot, anything the trench excavation is adjacent to needs to be protected.
Okay.
Right.
Just
Yeah, because the last thing you want after all that work in the parking lot is for that to start collapsing along the edges.
right.
I have another
Oh.
question. So are we saying that these requirements, the five requirements that, well, six, I guess. So is that our contingency to not go to a public hearing? Are we doing this and having a public hearing? What's
Now we're
happening with
having a
public
public
hearing?
hearing.
We are?
Yes, that's what we discussed at the last meeting. If you recall, that we had
Okay.
said that we felt it was necessary to have a public hearing, and because it's in the public interest and because you're doing substantial work in the wetlands.
Okay, so we need to set that
So
like
that's also got to be timed in this too.
who would set that up and everything?
you guys.
So we could do this at the meeting that Joe brings all this stuff in if we feel that we're comfortable with that, or do you know? Ideally, you'd want to have the public hearing and then we meet afterwards right away to be done with it so we don't drag it out.
Have the public hearing, then our meeting.
Well, one can just be ready with the stuff we're asking for.
I would say, that your next official meeting is what, the end of January 27th, I believe.
The fourth.
It's the
So
fourth.
and we haven't booked it
Tuesday.
yet.
Wait.
Typically, right?
Yeah,
You, I mean, if it falls your
Tuesday.
format, you'd be the fourth Tuesday of January. But you haven't created the
We
schedule yet.
haven't approved the schedule yet,
Okay.
but that's what it's
Oh,
on it, if I
yeah.
recall correctly.
So, I mean, I'm thinking we could
27th.
perhaps
Yeah,
get
that's
a
27th.
meeting, kind of that, cut that in half, that midpoint, and get a meeting in. We'll get this information to you.
And then have the public hearing on the 27th, you're saying?
That was kind of my thought, if everything was is
Yeah.
acceptable
Well, if you
on
think
the.
you can get all this stuff in 2 weeks, we could hold a special meeting
All
at that
depends on what I
point.
get to go back downstairs tomorrow and talk to everybody involved with this, and we can get it going.
Okay.
I'll have to
But Joseph,
barter with some people.
why don't you we'll get you the list of what we're
Yes,
asking for,
that would be helpful. Then I can kind of
and you can talk to your folks, and you can give us an estimate of when you'll be ready to go to a public hearing.
It was seen to
I mean,
me.
what you have here with outside of the borings, as long as I can get su sufficient time to get this drafted, it's not a huge exercise.
Yeah, because then I
I'll
think all
send
we would
it
do
to
with those
Kat.
test borings, those would be a condition, and they could happen after approval. And then, as you said, if something comes up, you'd have to come back to us anyway if there's something, a
That's right.
substantial
That's
issue
right.
found.
Wouldn't we
We wouldn't
want
want to
to have?
hold this.
Go ahead.
Go on, Jeff.
Wouldn't we want to have the public hearing before we have our meeting so we can incorporate whatever the public has in comments into our
Correct.
permit?
So I guess you would have, if you wanted to do this, the public hearing before the meeting, you would need to have the public hearing before our January meeting, get their input. Joe would have to present whatever he had that would incorporate all the changes. We would not look at it beforehand. We'd look at it, we'd look at it beforehand, the paper copies and whatever, obviously before the meeting, but not review it formally until after the public hearing.
Yeah, the public hearing like the third Thursday, Tuesday, and then our meeting the fourth Tuesday.
You could do it that way, or you could have it the same day as our meeting.
Right, just before the meeting.
Yeah, at 6 o'clock, let's say.
Yep, that sounds good.
Right before our meeting.
What day? Hello? What day is the public hearing? Is my Wi-Fi going?
We haven't established that date yet, have we?
No.
No. But I think we can make a good assumption it's going to be the usual date, the fourth Tuesday.
Why don't we make an assumption and preliminarily set a date, and then Joseph, you can let us know if you don't think you're going to be ready in time, and you can let us know and we can adjust it. But if you think it's going to work for you, then we can.
I think if you're talking the 27th, then that'll work for me.
Okay.
Can I
we
dropped
can do the
off
public
my
hearing
Wi-Fi.
Early and then do the regular meeting after the public hearing on the 27th?
Yeah. I looked on my phone. I have these scheduled out to the future, and definitely so our next meeting would be on the 27th. And we need to have the public hearing scheduled, I believe, 10 business days in advance of, notice 10 days in advance of that. So we would need to have Danielle post that for us.
13th?
Yeah, something in around there. I'd go a little earlier than, later.
So our public hearing is set for the 27th.
So we do the public hearing at 6, and we should have Danielle send out notice. I would send it out the 12th or something. You'd either send it the 9th or the 12th, and then they'll have more than sufficient notice.
Okay, I dropped off for a bit, so I need somebody to explain. Are we having the public hearing on the 27th?
That's what we're suggesting,
yes.
To do that.
Okay.
So that Joe has time to make the updates he needs to. And we'll get a chance
so we're
to look
him
at
make
them
the updates before.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, we'll look at the
regular.
Yeah, so I do it at like 6. And if it's done by 6:30 or so, we take a brief break and come back again.
So 10 days in advance, 10 business days in advance.
Well, that would be, you said, about the 9th or the 12th of January, right?
Yes.
Have her posted on the 12th. And then are we doing before that? Anything special, like, before to hear anything, or is that just going to be?
Well, the only other thing we could do is if Joe felt he would have stuff done before the meeting, and if it would be of advantage to us to look at it for him, we could do that. Yeah, we'd have to have a special meeting to do it.
Mm.
So I would leave that up to you, Joe, if you can feel you can get it done before,
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. I don't know how far ahead you have to notice a special meeting, if that's just something you guys can call. But like I say, the this week and, well, actually we're scheduling this week and next week are already scheduled for drafting. After that, it'd be open, and that's kind of where we're going
to
get back on.
Special meeting, it has to be done at least four. I would just say, to be safe, it's 48 hours before.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that's not okay. Well, let me see what I can do. I get the list. A formal list of what you want. I'll talk with everybody tomorrow and I'll get a good sense of where we can be with this. I mean, if this is a pressing issue, I can definitely bump some people and I might have to owe them later on, but.
So then for my timeline, I'm saying let's send the notification for the public hearing out on the 12th. It will be for a public hearing at 6 o'clock on the 27th. And do we want to do this with hybrid meeting where some of us are in person? Is there a benefit to doing it that way, or is it all online?
I think we should do hybrid.
I think so too.
I was going to say, if you're going to hold a public hearing, a lot of people are only going to want to do that in person. So,
yeah,
I think that would be. And just let me say also, while I have the floor for a minute, I want to thank the commission very much. This has been a really good communication tonight, and you're clearly working hard to try to accommodate the town's needs as well as protect the wetlands. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, Alyssa, there's one more thing I need to add to the list. I apologize.
Okay, it's going to be a hybrid meeting. So I just want to make sure we get all the meeting requirements. It'll be a hybrid meeting on the 27th
at 6 p.m.
Before 6 p.m. Notification goes out on the 12th.
Let's just have our regular meeting hybrid too, then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I think that would be better too.
No reason for us to all run home and then go online.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'll go in the parking lot on our phones.
Is hybrid.
My phone isn't that good.
I know that David Lynn would like that.
Oh, just we had outlined it in one of the previous reports and meeting conditions that we want the subsurface investigation done with, and that, you know, we'd like to have representation on site when the, you know, at least at the initiation of the program.
Could you repeat that? Subsurface investigation and
we had outlined requirements of what we're asking for in the subsurface investigation. Obviously, that's always up to. That's, you know, that's a goal we have, you know, use of just hollow stem auger if possible. Try to avoid using flush to clean out the holes. If you're going to use water to flush the holes, you need to keep it in the tub. It's a whole bunch of technical things. It's outlined in one of the reports, the previous reports of meeting. So if we can just, you know, the subsurface program, because, you know, we have to make sure we have to protect the wetland during the SSE program as well as the construction, and the use of a bombardier, a small bombardier, rather than large track vehicles, which can, you know, get stuck in the mud and cause all sorts of damage. So there was the requirements were set out, and we discussed it in the previous, and it's in a previous reported meeting. So if the boring program could accommodate those requests in a previous meeting, and if we could just be on site at the initiation of the program, just to make sure we're all on the same page. And if the commission would like, I would like to be part of that, but we don't need everybody out there if you want to trust me with that.
Well, we can't, we would have to set it as a meeting if more than two people were going to be out there.
Their quorum is three.
Three or more. Three is a quorum, so we can have two of you out there, or less.
I don't need to be there.
And, okay, so this is at the start of the boring program, just correct. To be clear?
Yes. So just if they can incorporate our previous requests into the program, and then a representative, either myself and somebody else.
Jim should... Jim, did you want to go?
Maybe.
Wouldn't that be one of your conditions for approval, gentlemen and lady?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Wouldn't that become one of your conditions of approval?
That's on the list of what we're asking for.
Right. So, I mean, either we can put it in as part of the plan that this is what we're going to do, or you could put it in as a condition of approval. And I'm asking which way you would like to go. Would you like Joe to incorporate that into the documents, or would you like to incorporate?
No, this is a condition for approval of the permit. This isn't, you know, he'll have his own contract with, or the town will have a contract with Clarence Welty, but this is more of a condition for approval of the wetland permit. Yeah. So it doesn't have to be in the contract documents, correct?
All right, thank you.
Well, he may have to put it in Welty's contracts, but not for the project itself.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm confused though. We had mentioned putting as a condition of approval, like on the permit. So issuing the permit and then putting as a condition, if the borings have considerable impact, we must go back to the commission. Is this
if the findings of the borings are going to change, alter the design in a significant matter? Yeah, then
and that's understood.
But am I putting that in my list for Joe to have for the public hearing with the other things, or
it's a general condition. All the subsurface conditions I'm asking for is not part of the
done public first.
Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah,
so the
and
public
it's a
hearing,
general
just to be
condition of all the plans
ultra
that
clear. Yeah, the requirements for the public hearing, just to be very, very clear. Cross-section profile of pipe system, trench installation details, including the dams, sequence of construction, including requirement of backfilling as you go, dewatering plan and details, and restoration plans. That's
Yeah,
six.
and then so that's what we need for the public hearing, but in
Yes.
addition to that, but that's also what we need for the permit approval. It serves two purposes. So
Right.
and
The
so another
subsurface
purpose
investigation.
is the details on the subsurface program, which we
Yeah.
need for the which not necessarily need to be presented. I mean, it wouldn't hurt to be up to speed on it. I mean, I doubt the general public's going to ask questions about the subsurface program. Only
I
geotech
don't
people
think
like myself
it's a
ask those
condition.
questions, but it's a
I don't
condition of
think
the
it
permit.
needs, yeah, it's a condition of the permit. And it's like with all of our permits that we issue, if the applicant has to deviate from what was approved, they have to come back to us
Right.
anyway.
Yep.
So it's not
Well, that's
it's
based on
not
the
a big
findings
deal.
of the part, but we also want to be out there to make sure that the subsurface program itself doesn't damage the wetland. And
True.
it's, I've done drilling programs in wetlands, and it's not too much to ask for to do that. I've been required to do it, and it's not a big ask to they're very standardized drilling operations we're asking for. I'm not asking for anything elaborate. I'm sure Clarence would love it if all he needed was hollow stem borings. He'd be happier than any of us. So.
So subsurface, that will go on as a condition of approval. The rest will be requirements for the public hearing.
And for
And
approval
I'll
for
send
both.
this to Joe. Yeah,
They're just
but
requirements of the
we have to
commission
have it
for
before
approval. And it would be good that
pre-approval.
they be done by the time of the public hearing.
Okay,
Because we want to
that's
wrap this up
clear.
and be done with it.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to send this to you, Joe.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I'll wait just in case something else comes up.
Mary,
Put us
do you need
on.
a copy of this? Mary would like a copy if you would copy our clerk on it too, Melissa,
Oh,
so she can make sure it's correctly entered into the record.
yeah, thank you.
Because we've gone back and forth quite a bit on these things, and I want to make sure she knows what the final outcome was.
Did we talk about new meeting dates at the last meeting? I thought we talked about that already. New meeting dates for 2026.
We
Did
talked
too.
about it. I'm not sure if we approved it or not. I don't recall.
So hold
And
on a second. Didn't we?
we may have. I
Because
can't
I know
remember.
Alyssa sent that schedule
Yeah.
out.
We moved
Because
up Thanksgiving. We moved up Thanksgiving and Christmas by 1 week, I think. That's all we usually
I think we
do.
talked, we did an email conversation, but the meeting dates have to be approved.
Yeah, I don't think they were approved during a meeting yet.
I didn't see anything in my notes. Yeah.
Yes, I didn't either.
I can pull up the dates
Well,
again.
then we
Public hearing will be held on January 27th at 6 p.m.
hold on a second. Let me just go see it. I'll check my email because if we did approve it, I have to send it to Liz Waters, the town clerk.
Well, Liz wants to
Let me
know.
just double check.
So are we all set with the sewer one? Are we continuing that to, or
I
like
don't see
officially
any note
scheduling a
that
public hearing?
I don't see that I sent anything to Liz Waters listing the first our meeting schedule.
Okay. I think we're all set with the sewage system.
So it's all set with Mr. Dillon before we go off onto our next topic.
No. Yes.
I think he desperately wants to escape.
Alone.
So if we're done with, you know, Joe, let's let him go, and then we can go on to new business, which we kind of jumped ahead to.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Everybody. Thank you,
everybody. Thanks very much.
See you.
Have a good Christmas if I don't talk to you beforehand.
Yep. Same here.
Okay. Can everyone see the dates? I never know how screen sharing works. Oh, I'm not screen sharing anymore. Oh, God.
New screen share. We'll see.
Definitely nobody can see for that. So, yeah, we have January 27th. Yeah, so Memorial Day, we also had to change. We had to change the May meeting to the third week as well.
Yeah, because typically the ones we have to work around are, it could be the 4th of July, depending on when that falls, Memorial Day, and Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's the 4th and then just the 3rd, May, November, December. So everybody has these in their email. And I think
actually
everybody
not the 4th.
Approved them.
That's... You know.
The 4th of July is on July 3rd this year.
That's nowhere near any of our week meetings, so you could ignore my comment about that.
It might be MLK Day or
Memorial Day is on the 25th this year.
Yeah, so we have to move it up to the 19th.
So I think the 9th, January 27th is fine. February 24th, March 24th, April 28th, May 19th looks like it's good. June, August, is that too, that's not, I'm going to look. That's not going to be too close to Labor Day, so that's fine. And then September and October, November. 17th looks good, and then the 15th.
Yeah, that all looks good to me.
So I will entertain a motion to approve our meeting schedule for next year for the dates January 17th, February, what's that?
24th.
24th. March 24th. Why don't you read the dates there, Melissa?
Oh, do you want me to zoom in?
I can read them for you if you want.
Oh, wait.
If you could, my eyes are just dry and I can't see.
You have January 27th, February 24th, March 24th, April 28th, May 19th, June 23rd, July 28th, August 25th, September 22nd, October 27th, November 17th, and December 15th.
So a motion to approve.
I move to approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
So a motion made and just seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, abstentions, then the motion carries. And Alyssa, if you just would email me those dates, I'll send them to the town clerk.
Yeah, they're in your email from before. I can re-forward this.
No, they're not changed.
No, it's the same ones.
Okay. Then I'll just use those. I'll send them to Liz.
I'll just put them back at the top of your inbox.
Okay.
All right, that's
done. Are we going to hold our budget the same as last year?
Yeah, we can go to that next. The only thing I'll just have to check with Liz is the timing on our voting on this is if we get in under the deadline for our January meeting. I think we do. I think it has to be 30 days in advance of the meeting.
You got it.
So we shall see. If not, we may have to do a special meeting, which is not a big deal, but it'll just have to be noticed sufficiently in advance. Okay, so let's go on to our budget, which is the also in the supplemental attachments, basically keeping things the same as they've been for the last 10 or 15 years.
I move we adopt the same budget as last year.
I second.
Any further discussion? And then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes unanimously. Then we go on to the Wetland Agents report. I
Yeah.
believe that is the next item.
Yes. So, yeah, it's been a relatively slow month, all things considered. All I've been doing is ongoing not investigations. That's the only word on my mind right now. Inspections. Ongoing inspections of all of our current permits. I've had a couple of small, like, hey, you need to staple up this silt fence, or hey, you need to entrench this a little better. I've had to tell a couple people not to take down the silt fence yet because things weren't fully stabilized. But yeah, it's been generally fine. Nothing's been moving because it's been cold. So, but yeah, we have just a handful of ongoing permits that I'm doing inspections for, and not really much else new. I've given application advice to a couple of people that have come in, so we may be getting new permit applications for those, but it's all been pretty simple stuff, mostly like vegetation cutting and things like that. So yeah, it's been slower for sure. I've had time to go through the regs. We'll talk about it, but the fee schedule, I've done some quite a lot of digging on, and I think I got us to a pretty good spot. So we'll talk about that later. But yeah. That's
Any
all.
questions for Alyssa?
Yeah, if there's any specific properties. Oh, actually, no. Well, no, it's kind of the next item. So never mind.
All right, then we can move on to other.
Okay, so I had contacted regarding the cease and correct, I had contacted George Logan 3 weeks ago following Ross and I's meeting with the town attorney, and we had agreed and I guess kind of gotten the violator, I guess, gotten Mr. Uzunov to agree to pay George a bit more money for the extended scope of the project. So he agreed to do that. George said that he would most likely have the report in by today. Followed
I'm
up with him
taking it he
several
didn't.
times, and we have nothing. Nor has he responded to me at all. So if we don't have it by the next meeting, we need to take legal action. And I am being very serious when I say that, because this is really insane at this point, and just
I
completely
wouldn't give him
unfair
till
to
the next
Mr.
meeting.
Uzunov. Yeah.
I think you and I ought to just meet with Rich Barger again, say we tried the nice approach. We need him to write a letter and something that has a little bit of teeth behind it. And let's not wait till the next meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, I just think we've tried to be nice. We tried to work with him. We tried the approach that the town attorney suggested grudgingly because we think, you and I both think we're in the right with this, but
for the sake of just getting things done, we, you know, agreed to try this approach and it's not working.
Yeah. Okay. So.
And we'll see what happens.
Okay.
And the reason we need to do something is because the property owner at 37 Notch Row, they're continuing to truck in wood. It's piled up, and we, you know, they keep doing stuff in there. I see more stuff piled up, and when I drive by, and they have not for one moment stopped, and they are in violation of their agricultural exemption, for which we need to find the plans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have to have Barb.
Did you have any luck speaking with Barb?
Well, I actually just had her working with me for a district project, so I'll ask her to come back in to Bolton.
Because we talked about this at the last meeting, and she had told me she was amenable to coming in. Just let her know.
Yeah. I'll have to. Okay.
And I think that's something else we should talk with when we talk to Attorney Barger, is what are our other options with the, with the property owner at 37 Notch Road, because they are still doing stuff. Despite, you know, the last piece of correct, which was to stop doing what you're doing, take that specific pile out of the wetlands, and I don't see where they have stopped.
All right.
There's an incredible amount of wood comes into that property, gets sawed up, and goes someplace. And I think also P&Z had a complaint lodged against that particular property as well.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they sent a note. You were copied on it, I believe. Jim Rupert sent it to you and me both, but there was
a complaint. Yeah. There was a complaint made, but I don't know if any action has been taken on that complaint.
No, and I think I need to follow up with them, because I have not seen any action on it either, or any response to the request that I sent it to them last year to take a look at it. So that's something else I'll bring up with Mr. Rupert, see what we can do to get the P&Z possibly to do something.
Oh, Mary, I'm sorry. Could we make sure it's reflected in the minutes that Joe and Jim consented to a 30-day, this is going back, this just popped in my mind, consented to a 30-day extension on the sewer application, because we need written, like, some written record of consent. I can have them, I think I can have them email it, but if it's in the minutes, that should be sufficient.
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good catch.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
And it probably wouldn't hurt to have them send something either by email or drop something off at the office, just to formally say that, so we, you know, cover everybody, including ourselves and the applicant.
Sorry, were we in the middle? I can't remember if I was in the middle of saying something or not.
No, I think the only other takeaway you and I had was to get together with the town attorney about 37 Notch, and then I would talk to Jim about whatever can we do to take a look at the P&Z issues with the same property.
Due to the lateness of the hour, could we push ongoing discussions and review of proposed and updates of the regs off to the next meeting or some future meeting?
I would be fine with that. And I think we can also in the future separate the changes to the regs from the changes to the fee structure. They don't have to be done together. They're two separate documents. So we can do that at the next meeting and we'll just get the, let's just finish up the regs themselves at the next meeting and be done with them. And then they can start going out for the review circle, you know, in town, because we have to get feedback from, you know, the selectmen, from wetlands, P&Z. Then we do a public hearing for them as well.
The fee structure may slightly impact our regs, though. Potentially.
It's an addendum, but we don't mention any costs elsewhere. So could you explain how?
I was speaking today regarding it, and I created a whole new fee structure. And specifically the minimal impact permit, we're supposed to define what can be an agent approval, I guess. But that's actually, I don't know if any of it has to be in our regs, because
No,
the
none of
minimal
that was.
impact thing is a policy, which can be separate, and then the compliance fees are an ordinance, which are also separate. So never mind. It shouldn't affect our actual regs. We'll have to
Yeah, that's what
adopt
I was going to say,
policies
which
and
is why we did it
ordinances,
this
but
way.
In the
yeah,
appendix.
so never mind. We can get the regs done separately.
Yeah, because it's, yeah, there's one thing we learned is we don't have to send it to the state review because they no longer have anybody in the deep to work with the towns. So that's one step out of the process. And I think we ought to just set the timetable to wrap this up by the end of March because we just need to get this over with. Because all that we need is like the input from the other, you know, other boards, public hearing, and incorporate any of those comments as appropriate, and then we have our new regs, revised regs. All right. Anything else? I guess Jim wants to make a motion for us to adjourn, which I won't argue with.
You've
I
got it.
just wanted to tell Alyssa that I finished the training.
Yeah, I heard. Congrats.
Oh, I didn't know if
Good.
you were on at that point, but I did today. So
Yeah,
that's a really
Danielle
good
told me when
course.
I came in. She said you got 100 on the final module.
I did. Cool.
Congrats.
Very good.
Awesome. On the
Congratulations.
map thing. I like that. I don't
Yay.
know.
Done.
Star student, A plus.
Okay,
Nice.
could Jim make his motion?
Yes.
Season's greetings to everybody. Have a nice holiday. Enjoy. And
Happy
I make a
holidays.
motion we adjourn.
I'll
Okay, do I have
second.
a second? Okay, all
I
those
know.
in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It's approved unanimously. Everybody have a wonderful holiday,
Yep.
Christmas,
Happy
Hanukkah,
holidays.
whatever. You too.
And a
Enjoy
Happy New
Puerto
Year.
Rico.
Yeah, when you're
Yeah.
coming home,
The
Ross,
weather's nicer there, I
Sunday.
guarantee it.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, see you
Right.
guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank
Bye,
you.
everyone.
Bye.
Bye.